Wait. All right, guys. Our next speaker, boy, we haven't seen her in a while. It's really cool that she's back. Another Your Stories All-Star, in town for the weekend from Columbus, Ohio. Not Columbus, Dayton, Ohio. This is Shelby Mongan.
Shut up, Dwight. No one cares.
This woman.
Yeah, it was nice to him once, and it was a terrible idea. So, I guess accidentally this theme of sound ideas has become a theme of sound ideas that failed. And I'm going to keep that going. So I don't know a lot of you. This is a really weird experience. I've spent a lot of time telling stories through Your Stories. And this is a whole new crop of people. And it's really exciting to see all of you. So I figured I would introduce myself. My name is Shelby. And I'm a huge failure. You can applaud failure. That's fine. So let me back up and explain a little bit of what I failed at miserably. So I went to undergrad here in Chicago and discovered the Nerdalogs and Your Stories and found this beautiful community. And 2 years ago, I had to leave that community to start my master's degree in Ohio, where I have been living. And I was set on a very particular path. I was going to spend the 2 years on my master's degree. I was going to apply to PhD programs immediately afterwards. I'd spend the 5 years in that program, and then I'd get right out and get, you know, probably a mid-level job teaching, maybe adjuncting for a little while, and then move to tenure track and be a professor and live my dream. I was very excited about this idea. And it was sort of par for the course for the way that my life had gone so far. I had been sort of assured as an intelligent only child for my entire life that I was very special and that I deserved everything that I wanted and that I was going to get it. And so when this plan came to me, when I realized that I loved academia, I loved teaching, I loved what I was studying, it made complete sense. And I also work, I do work in theology, and it's a field that unfortunately there aren't a ton of women. There aren't a ton of smart women. And so there's this like feeling this weight, this obligation that as an intelligent woman, I need to keep going. And then there's the obligation of being, you know, the gifted and talented kid and being the one that doesn't want to fail, all the expectations leading up to that. And then, of course, there's being a super hard on yourself, neurotic type A person. All of this compounded together meant that when my PhD applications rolled around, I was miserable. I remember multiple nights spent sobbing at the idea of having to fill out those applications and write those letters on top of writing my thesis and student teaching a class and doing all of this work. The idea was just not worth it. But I could not do it, right? Like, that was my plan. I was failing at my plan. I had to do these applications. And I very clearly remember the night that I called my mom and first officially admitted to myself that I wasn't happy and that I wasn't doing the thing I was supposed to be doing. And I sobbed that night too. But that night it was tears of joy and relief. I could breathe again. I didn't realize that I had a boulder on my chest for the last year and a half and that I was dying under that boulder. I was doing the thing that I loved and I was so, so miserable. So I quit. Now, not technically. I will have my master's degree by the end of this. I didn't waste the 2 years. I'm finishing classes up now, and I went from a solid plan for, like, about a 10-year plan to, I don't know what I'm doing in August, which is a huge change to make as a person. And I'm not good at that kind of change. I'm not good at not knowing what I'm going to do. And it was really scary at first. But I realized that as sound of an idea as grad school was, and as my PhD was, and as teaching and sharing the love that I have with other people and helping them to learn and cultivate love, that it's okay if that plan doesn't quite work out. So this is, I mean, maybe an emphasis or a cautionary tale or that little shove that you were looking for in all the fortune cookies you opened in your sad Chinese food, that if you are stuck on a path and a plan that is killing you, just stop. It's not worth it. And take a leap off a cliff. And hey, maybe you can work with me at Trader Joe's in August. Who knows? Thank you guys. It's great to be here.
Thank you, Shelby.
Wonderful to have you back. I want to say, so Shelby and Charlie both did something very important that you newbies need to learn, which is you say the theme of the episode in your story, guys. You say sound idea when you're talking about sound idea.
Make sure you point to the sky.
There's not a lot of rules, but God damn it, please respect the house rules. House rules, also a theme, once upon a time.